Good morning. Good morning. Hello? Hello? Does everybody know me over here? Okay, so good morning. Okay, let's get into the story. So does anybody know the story of Samson? You do? Okay, so a long, long time ago in the Bible, there was a man named Samson, and he was really, really small and weak. Is that right? Yes, he was really, really strong. And yes, he was really strong, and he fought many battles for the Lord. But one day he met this girl named, do you know the name? Delilah. And one of the enemies of the Israelites, which is what Samson, what army he was in, they were the enemies of the Israelites. And so they sent Delilah over to find out Samson's weakness. And you know what his weakness was? Cutting his hair. Okay, so yes, his weakness was if he cut his hair, he would lose his strength. And so Delilah kept trying to ask him, well, what's your weakness? What's your weakness? And he told him a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of lies. And then finally he told him the truth. And so Delilah was a spy. She went and told the Philistines, and they sent two men over to cut his hair. And do you know what happened next? That's correct. You know the story very well. But do you think his strength was really in his hair?
No.
No? Who really gave him his strength? Yes, that's correct. You're really smart. So they cut his hair and they captured him. He was actually... Yeah, they made him blind and they captured him and tied him up between these two pillars in where the Philistines met. And he prayed, and God gave him a second chance, gave him his strength back. And he pushed the pillars down and killed all the Philistines, including him. So do you know what the moral of the story is? You don't know that one? Oh, good. It gives me some time to teach. So it's always to trust in the Lord, okay? To always put your faith in him, and you can do anything through him, okay? Okay, so that's all I have. Does anybody want to pray?
Dear God, thank for all I've done. Thank for your protection, kindness, and always being with us. Thank for guiding us wherever we go. And thank you for letting us come here to worship you. Amen.